Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Who's scruffy-looking?
Might wanna buckle up, baby.
I just assumed it's a woman.
Hey, it's me.
Everything you heard about me is true.
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
Distinguished guests, welcome and salutations. Again, this is episode 247 of the Scruffy Looking Podcasters, episode 14 of the new era. Thank you for joining us here on this sunny and warm spring day, April 14th, 2004. Happy Masters Day, where we have in America, down in Augusta, Georgia, the Masters tournament that is looked forward to as sort of the kickoff to the new season of golf every single year. Right now, we got Scottie Scheffler. He's even through four, 7 under total for the whole day. Low-key, I kind of want Åberg to get the green jacket this year, our man from Sweden. He's like 4 under, 5 under right now, so we'll see. My name is Jimmy Dice, and having enjoyed several Magnolia margaritas and a couple of Arnold Palmas too, happy to be here with you today, and here with me in the great state of Maine, Mr. Ed Bossart, who I just recently seen lately.
Yeah,
how's it going, man?
It's going. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk that amazing trailer we saw of like a year ago. No.
Yeah, the day after we recorded last.
I just got back from a gymnastics meet where my girls took first and second in the meet.
Nice.
And yeah, genetics, man. Speaking of, did you know diarrhea is hereditary?
Oh.
It runs in your genes.
That's a good one.
It's so bad. Thank you to Andy Bell for that one.
That's good man. That's like something my when my daughter turns 8, she's gonna start dropping on me. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, joining us across the vast fruited plain, we have with us from sunny, not Southern California, but the San Fran Bay Area, Mr. Mark Perez. How are you, man?
Hello. It's been a long time.
Indeed. Long time and a long time coming.
It's been a long road.
I'm glad to be here. I know, right? Exactly. It's been a theme.
Indeed. How have you been, man?
God, I've been a little this, a little that. I'm just trying to keep up. That's all I can do right now.
Dude, that is the story of our lives right now. So, friends, why don't you all just recline yourselves back into your naturally most comfortable position as we cruise from Yevota to Lysia. Let's get into our weeks of Star Wars. So, I'll start with our guest today, Mark. Fill us in, man. How have you been? It's been too long and not long enough, and here it is.
Oh, God. Let's see. What has been going on lately? Actually, for those of you who may know or may not know, I love collecting Lego sets, especially Star Wars ones, right? So I recently got like the little Millennium Falcon set that's like, I think it's an anniversary set that just came out, right? I haven't built it yet. Going to be building it eventually in honor of my brother who just passed away recently. And I also, what I did now is I purchased a set from Wicked Brick that's going to be like a background, then you can mount it or just put it on the shelf, and it looks pretty sweet. So. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait and build it all at the same time and put it all together. So Mr. David Strutz, actually, who I can thank for introducing me to Wicked Brick, because they have awesome sets to put your, you know, like
the display
build, put your builds in and display cases. That's it. Yeah. Didn't think of the word. But.
Dude, that's awesome. So your brother, I assume, was a big Star Wars fan, too.
Yeah. He actually had a Millennium Falcon tattoo.
Oh,
Very yeah, nice. And that he actually, so cool. And he loved Solo, Star Wars movie. It was after Solo that he got the Falcon tattoo because he was just like so into it. Like he loved it so much.
Fucking knew I liked this
movie?
Guy.
Right, that's a movie. Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what's been going on. We're catching up on some older stuff. Or another West Wing rewatch because I do that every once in a while. Just when I need that in my life again.
I love it.
Watching an old, I don't know if any of you had ever watched Star Blazers way back in the 80s when it was out. So, which is like Space Cruiser Yamato, but it's been remade as Yamato 2199, which came out, I want to say, like a good 10 years ago when the remake came out. And I finally have got a chance to sit down and watch them because they're on Amazon Prime. So I'm making my way through them. And it's a trip because they've updated them and it looks fantastic. It's done really well, but it's also bringing back a lot of memories of the old series. Cause I used to watch it as a kid. I would run home, you know, from school to watch it. Cause I want to say it was on like at 3 or 3:30. It was on before or after He-Man. Right. So that was like a staple. Yeah. I had to come home and watch this show. Cause it was so good. I mean, that's probably one of the first big anime I ever got into. And it's one of those that it has, it's good drama, you know, because it doesn't hold back. There are parts that are pretty, that hit you pretty hard, you know. And they're doing a good job with the series, though. So yeah, I'm just going back and catching up and seeing it because I had seen some of the episodes before, but I never kind of sat down and did it from beginning to end. So that's been taking up some time, and yeah, I'm happy doing that.
Fuck yeah, man! Hell yeah, Ed, what do you got for us, buddy?
I got a couple things, actually, Star Wars.
Yeah, I think we both do. That we need to...
A friend of mine...
Yeah, me.
Another friend.
The fuck?
Gave me some stuff from his girlfriend, and that she wasn't interested in it anymore. One of them's a blanket, a Star Wars blanket. It's like a plush...
Ooh.
Oh, I like the colors.
Yeah.
Nice. It could go right in the bed behind
you. Yeah, well...
Nice!
It's like a plush, almost fleece, but it's polyester. And it's definitely on my side of the king-size bed.
Yeah, you have to have an extra little blanket, right?
Yeah, dude,
I love that.
But it's great because it's got like Vader's face, you know, Luke in his rebel pilot.
Snuggle with Vader when you get cold.
Yeah, you know, listen, you gotta have just like a nice little throw blank.
Yeah,
know?
That's what it is. Yeah,
exactly.
It's got Vader, Boba Fett, Stormtrooper, Yoda, and Luke on it. So
nice,
all you would want. Another one I haven't opened yet. You're welcome, Kev. is a Star Wars set of light up chopsticks.
Oh, nice.
And there's like a lot of...
Oh, I got a sneak peek on these.
There's a lot of Kotobukiya.
You make the vinyl figures.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like, I don't know, Japanese or something on it. But I'm excited to whip those out and light them up. Maybe use them. Or I just keep them in the box.
Whip it out, Ed.
Yeah. Whip them out for that bowl of pho.
I have Vader ones and I have Luke's green lightsaber ones of those, but not light up ones. They're just, you know, that color.
Yeah. So. I have the Anakin ones, non light up as well.
Yeah.
But these are lighter, so it's pretty cool.
There's little things like that, like, you know, I mean, I love the ships and all the other stuff that we get and everything, but it's little things like that that just, like, I don't know. Those are fun, man.
I agree. Excited for that. What else? I saw the trailer, saw Bad Batch. Jimmy came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Jimmy came over.
Hard, fast, 12 hours.
Hard and fast. And we played Imperial.
That was a hard 12 hours.
Yeah, we continued our campaign in Imperial Assault on Hoth, where our characters were battling our way back to Echo Base to try and find a ship to leave as the Empire is taking it over.
It's just closing in. on all sides. I was Diala Pasil, the haunted exile Jedi. That's all.
For now. And I was like, I don't remember his name. the general guy.
Gideon Argus, valiant commander.
That's right. And my ability is I can have other people do things.
Yeah, you
Instead
support.
Instead of doing something myself, I just have them do it.
Indeed. Oh, you're a manager.
Yeah.
Indeed. We're all a bunch of friggin' union workers.
Union.
And that was so much fun, dude.
It was so much fun
because also, Ed's very talented painting skills. Each of these figures was just fucking beautiful, all the way down to the small containers instead of having the little centimeter by centimeter plastic flat card you put on the square. Ed's got the 3D printed Star Wars, it's from one of the games, captured, 3D printed, and painted fucking storage box. It was great. It was bro, this is what I want this stuff to be, this is so much fun. Anyway, sorry, I keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to send you guys the pictures to give you an idea. yeah, we'll post that on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll post that on Twitter. Keep it on the Twitch.
Nice. Look at that stuff. Oh, yeah. Is that a little Wampa, right?
Yep.
We got a little Wampa. That was an elite Wampa, right?
That is a big Wampa.
Oh, my God.
Never mind, there's a couple of them.
We got Wampa.
Sure, we did, all right. Well, we almost did.
Oh, remember who showed up, Jimmy?
I see Thrawn.
Dengar showed up.
Yeah, Dengar showed up, but Ed didn't have a Dengar player, so instead of using a plastic thing, I was like, no, it's going to be Bossk.
Yeah, we used
Bossk. There you go.
Because he had this excellently painted Trandoshan bounty hunter that was just just fucking call him Bossk for this because it just looks cooler. Right.
Sure, it works. Yeah.
Well-painted miniature.
Yeah. No, you do a good job, man. It's and you're your Warhammer stuff too that showed us before.
Well, I secretly I brought over this Thrawn miniature, which I think is from the same game, but maybe a different expansion or whatever. And I was like, hey, Ed, pal, friend of mine. So I have this little figure right here. Would you mind just giving him a little touch up? Give him a little haircut.
Yeah.
Has,
is he still here? Or did you bring him back?
I didn't bring him back. He's still on your table. Oh, same with that X-Wing Razor Crest. I forgot that.
Yeah, that I know I have. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Thrawn's there. He's leading the pack.
Okay. I'll go look for him. Because I packed the whole game up and I'm like, wait, I don't remember seeing him. Anyway. Other than that, have I been watching anything? I just want to recommend Wonka. That was a really good movie.
I keep hearing that. Yeah.
My girls are obsessed with the music in it and singing it, and it is pretty good. I'm not a musical guy, watch musicals guy.
Yeah.
But I loved it. So I totally recommend it.
Gotta check it out.
I started Argyle, haven't finished it, but only 20 minutes in. But it's my boy's in it, so I gotta watch.
I was just gonna say Henry's in it. That's all you need to know.
I'm looking forward to Gentlemanly Warfare, whatever it is, coming out this weekend. Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, he's done some interviews lately. He did one with Jimmy Kimmel, I think. Talked about Warhammer, and I just smiled the entire time. I fucking love it so much.
Scene.
Yeah. That's my week, I think. And I think I didn't miss anything. It's been 3 weeks. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Nice. Okay, I'll go. I don't know if I talked about this before, but I saw Dune 2 IMAX. Did I talk about that previously?
I don't think so.
I think it was right. Yeah, it was right after this. Anyways, I saw Dune 2 fucking 3 months ago. Last time we recorded. Anyways, man, that thing was amazing. Absolutely unbelievable. I want to go see it again.
Hearing that?
Yeah! Oh, my God. It's just amazing. I just wanted to scream that the entire time. Son of Gaib! It was so good. It was so good. The acting, I don't know. It really captured me. Everything about it was just great. I loved it as a I like big, long storytelling, and I don't mind a long movie with like not a lot of action as long as it's meaningful. And this, like, this movie made the last movie very meaningful now. So, like,
okay, that's a good. That's good.
I don't mind watching the first one now. Now that I can just like, great, I just go right into the second one. It's like, oh, this is like much better. Like, think of it as like a long, like a Gettysburg.
Yeah. You know? Did you get into the first movie at all? Like, you liked it enough, or was
it took me a while to rewatch it.
Okay. But I haven't knew, either. Yeah.
I like the sci-fi. I like the world building that it does with it. You know, it reminds me a lot of you know, Game of Thrones for space kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
Dealing with alien races and cultures and stuff, and not really mysteries, but it's just very like medieval to it in a way of like just how the hierarchical structure. Oh my God. Anyways.
In the houses,
different power and influence and, you know, all this other stuff about it. I find that stuff very interesting anyways. And it made it great.
Okay.
A lot of great tie-ins. Highly recommend it. Love.
Yeah. I like Dune Part One. I like knowing it's a build up and like a, you know what I'm saying? Like it's slow.
I love if there was a Star Trek movie that I've rewatched the most in the last year and a half, it would be Star Trek the Motion Picture Director's Cut.
I love that now. Right? Yeah, now that I'm older, I'm like, I appreciate it on a whole different level.
I'll just have it on in the background. That's like that's my background like movie right now. Like if I'm on like doing a gaming night with my homies or just on the computer, because I have to have something buzzing on the background. It's like, yeah, I'll throw that one on because it's just great.
It is. And it also has the best transporter accident.
Oh, man, it does. It's got the most realistic one. Holy.
Brutal, dude. It's brutal.
Jesus. What rematerialized didn't live very long, Admiral. Yeah, that was pretty real. But other things, watching Master of the Air on Apple. That's a World War II B-17 Flying Fortress trying to be like Band of Brothers for 2024. Mm-hmm. I was like, I love myself as a history buff. Love World War II and World War I, all that stuff. Like, I'll give it a watch. I'll see. I'm kind of getting kind of sucked in now. Not where I have to, like, I feel like I have to binge it, but, you know, I have time at the end of the night. Yeah, I'll throw an episode on. I'll just kind of cruise through it. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I think I'm like five episodes in or something. Whatever it was when
interesting, right?
When my company got hacked. Then I haven't I've watched less TV now.
Because you got to go to the office? The worst. Absolute worst. Ed went over to Ed's play Imperial Salt. Also went back to Absalom Cidery. Had some delicious food. Didn't have any jowl bacon, though. I was pretty upset by that. But then it's nice big old pack of gabagools, a capicola, spicy meat, you know. Had a big thing of that. Got a block of cheese. Then the day after, we went up to Abbott to watch the eclipse. My God, guys.
Yeah, where's Abbott?
Abbott Village, about southwest of Greenville, Neil Guilford. And
so how much? How long's the drive north from you?
2.5 hours from my house. It's not too bad. And on our way home, maybe we had like an extra 45 minutes. It wasn't too bad. People were thinking like gridlock traffic. Like I'm imagining like LA from like LAX trying to go east. You know, it's like that. It's not like that. The closest thing that Maine had was like 2003 when Fish came up to Limestone, up to the Air Force Base.
Yeah, that was
a fucking wild time. And It wasn't so bad, but the crowds were great. People were cool. We went to our cousin's camp up in Abbott. The kids were there. It's just us. We just come fresh off of the storm with fucking 18 inches of fucking snow up here.
Jeez.
So we're driving through that. And now it's all like 60 degrees, so it's all melting at the same time. So you got to hit that truck and four-wheel drive by getting up that muddy road there up to the pond.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. We get out there, you know, we're just settling in, just brought some basic food, like did some fun things with the kids. It was great and stuff. And then the day after that, flew down to New York City to see Dan Carlin. I don't know if anybody's a fan of hardcore history out there. I've talked about it a couple of times in the last few episodes. But he's more of like a historian, historical podcast. A lot of proper references to like politics, history, comparative to current events. And he's never done like a live series before, like a live talk. And so I was like, fuck it, let's go. It's right in New York City. There's a direct flight from Boston. Used to be from Portland. That sucks. Doesn't have that anymore. God damn it. Takes me off because I got this JetBlue card because JetBlue used to fly from Portland to JFK. And now they don't anymore. They only do like 2 months out of the year. And it's like, God, because it used to be like $55, dude.
Yeah.
Just cheap. But anyways, now we go down there. We see it. It's a great show. Amazing talking session. Then I got to get up at like 5:30 a.m. to like hop on the Uber to get back to JFK and on the flight to get home. So it's like midnight. I'm like, Mikey, there's got to be a bodega open right now. I need a turkey club sandwich on a bulky roll. He's like, I know just the place. There's a place right near him. I'm Park Slope. And got a nice, in addition to the turkey club on a bulky roll, I got a chopped cheese, hot sandwich, dude. It's like a hamburger and a sub roll. At, you know, midnight. And covered with hot sauce because he's got a bottle of Valentina. So, of course, I'm just going to dump that on there. And we sat and watched Gettysburg for like 90 minutes, hour and a half.
Yes!
Speaking of Gettysburg, it was amazing. It was great. And
hey, did you hear the recent thing with Gettysburg?
No. What recent?
So Martin Sheen, Ken Burns, and Sam Waterston went to Gettysburg. And stood. They took the pictures of the Gettysburg original Gettysburg Address, like when Lincoln gave it as a speech, and they figured out kind of where that was. And they had Sam Waterston give the Gettysburg Address from that spot. And they think, unless someone privately did it, it's the first time it's ever been read in that spot since.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, you had me at President Bartlett. So
I was going to say, you had me at Martin Sheen.
I was going to say, like, Martin Sheen, you mentioned Westwick. I was like, oh, I got something.
Yeah, dude, I love that.
I love that.
And Sam Waterston, too, dude. They're all cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, all of them were great in that. Yeah. All of them were great in that.
Yep.
Yeah, Gettysburg, excellent movie. But yeah, it's just been busy. It's been busy the last couple of weeks, boys. Haven't been a lot of Daisy getting a lot of that in, but we had a fresh wipe coming around. You know, we got to go, maybe go on a new server, going to End Zone. But that's the Daisy update there. Also, Discovery. Anybody watching Star Trek Discovery?
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Should I watch it?
Yeah, yes. I would. If you're a Next Generation fan, you fucking should.
Dude, right. Seriously. Okay. So I have a friend who had seen, I think it was the first three episodes, you know, because they had screeners for it. And so we had seen each other prior to it going on. We just had a discussion. They didn't spoil anything other than letting me know that this season was going to have something from season 6 of TNG that was of importance. That people, it was an episode people don't really talk about. Dude, I knew exactly which one he was talking about.
No way.
Yeah, I let out a little yell because I knew exactly what we were getting ourselves into. I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, because I love that episode. It's one of the ones that it's stuck in my brain for all these years. I just never forgot it, you know?
It's like season 5, episode 2, Darmok.
Yep.
A classic Star Trek episode that just has all the properly balanced good bits of Star Trek.
Yeah. Plus, it has that Cardassian chick saying acquiesce, which I don't know why I love her saying that. It's like, I heard her, like, it was the first time I ever heard somebody use it in a sentence, and I was like, dude, it's cool.
It's kind of hot.
Right?
Yeah, good TNG references in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did it in the past Discovery episodes, where they had Unification 3.
Oh.
You know,
dude,
about the Romulan Vulcan like merger, and what was the new planet? Not Negvar. That's the General Martok's flagship, but Navarre.
Navarre. Yeah, that's right. Which is where what's her name is from.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
indeed. So yeah, so that's the new Vulcan Romulan homeworld. You know, mm-hmm. So there's so Discovery's done some cool things with that,
yeah.
And just interested to see how it goes. You know, yep. We'll see. How do you like the uniforms?
I mean, I do. It's just, you know, sometimes even just in general across the decades, there's hit and misses, right? You mm-hmm. know, but yeah, I'm liking it. I mean, it's, you know, how can I say this? It's not that I don't pay super attention to the uniforms, but sometimes it's the last thing I look at.
Fair.
Like I couldn't tell you, oh, the pips are in the wrong place, if that's what the little things are yep. called on the uniforms, yep. right? Yeah, yep. I would be the wrong person to ask.
What about yep. what about the sneakers? I mean, shoes.
Well, there's that.
Isn't
well,
that dude, what people easily, complain about?
They could easily bring back that uniform that's like the little skirt for the dudes. So, you know, there's that.
There was. That's right. Season one and like a couple in season two of TNG. Yeah, yeah. It was, I remember those.
I actually have a couple friends that whenever they go to the convention, they'll have a day where they'll wear that uniform. Just cause, yes.
It reminded me of those. What are those like zip up pantsuits called? That
which the jumpsuits, like the disco jumpsuits, or
yeah. But like they were more like it's like an older style fashion. Ladies wore them in the '50s and sixties.
Oh, like the go-go outfits.
Yeah,
but they're all like ones. They had those big old long boots.
Yeah, it was like an entire zip-up like pant the top. You know, yeah. So if you had to like use the bathroom, you had to like unzip like half of yourself. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm going with that fashion, you know. But no, I love uniforms. Right, I'm a big monster maroon guy. Like
nice.
The motion picture era, TNP era, Star Trek, you know, Starfleet, Star Trek's, you know, 2 through 6. Love that.
Exactly.
Love
that uniform. See, I'll agree with that. That to me, I think, was one of the instances where I do really love the uniforms of that era. Like I was kind of paying a little more attention then, but yeah.
And those jackets. Yeah.
Oh, the jackets. Yeah. No, they're cool. They're definitely going more for style this season than not, which I'm totally okay with.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, man, listen, you would not wear a uniform that beautiful on an away mission. Like, what the fuck? Come on.
Exactly.
It's like, going to get too fucking dirty, and you're wasting too much energy cleaning those things. Anyways,
exactly. It's like, I would never last with Kirk, dude. He's going to do a roll on the floor in the dirt, and it's all over.
He's just going to rip. He's just going to rip and show his bleeding belly again.
Right, in the middle of one of his Kirk Fu moves, he's going to ruin his suit. His outfit.
Him in the bone.
Kirk Fu.
My God. Kirk Fu movie. Yeah, Kirk Fu. Fuck it. Yeah, it's been busy. It's been a busy couple of weeks, but you know, just trying to get as the weather is warming up, we're getting out of the storm. Christ, we lost power. You lost power, Ed? We all lost power. Big storms that are coming through here. My God.
I lose power like someone breathes on the freaking lines out here.
I know, but you got the whole house backup generator though. I'm gonna get one of those this year. I'm doing the plug-in gas generator thing. Oh my God. It's just I don't need to deal with this kind of stress, you know?
Oh,
I got
it doesn't
my own fucking
connect
problems.
To your house at all. Like you just
I gotta manually plug it in. I do have a backup for like certain circuits, but I have to like do all the stuff, you know.
I have to lug mine out and plug it in. But it powers half the house.
Yeah, you get it plugged into. I know where yours is. Yeah, it goes into the meter or something.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. That would be nice. Well, anyway, so that's all I got for my week in Star Wars, boys. Ed, do you want to talk us about the Carrie Moss Star Wars show that's coming up?
Trinity.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Please.
Yeah. Everyone who's an avid listener of us, that one person, knows that I have been looking forward to this series for a very long time. And I like anything Force lore related, anything Force, Jedi, whatever. Like, I'm just on board
Jedi.
For it. So this trailer came out, and it did not disappoint. So I'm going to play the trailer, and then we'll have a chat.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. We must not trust them.
I love this.
Tell me what comes into your mind.
Life. Balance. I see fire.
There she is.
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense. What happened?
I sensed darkness.
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
Oh my God.
Oh my wow. God.
Wow.
I still got goosebumps, and that's probably like the 37th time I've seen it. The cello, man. I don't know. I might not even be in the series, but the way they do that music. Oh, it's so good.
Was it come out? Is it June 4th that it comes out, or is that right?
Yeah, June 4th.
Neat. Not that far away.
It's coming. I'm so excited.
So I mean, maybe it's been released somewhere, but Jude Law is the bad guy, right?
No, Jude Law is in Skeleton Crew.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I thought that was this one. See, this is where I'm at with all the Star Wars news right now.
You didn't Google it effectively on that one. No, we don't know. I do know that the girl, I think, that said, I see fire, is the girl that seems to be the antagonist later in the trailer.
Yeah, that's fighting with Trinity.
Right. Yeah.
But we don't know which way, like, we have no idea if that means that they're a bad guy or if they're just fell out of the order because they couldn't be Jedi, right? Doesn't necessarily mean they're bad guys. Yeah. They just can tap into stuff that,
like, you see fire. Get the fuck out of here. It's like,
yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. I think that's also supposed to throw us off because I have a feeling that it's someone within the ranks that's going to end up being the baddie. Because that's going to be the best way to, like, do this. But that's just in my opinion.
Like, Trinity could play a pretty bad character.
Dude, that would be
badass.
Could you imagine?
Dude. Yeah, I can see it now. It's like half of you boys would be like, oh, she can cut me in half.
You can cut me in half any day. I was stoked to see, because I read some of the High Republic books, Buryaga, it looks like.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
At all. What's his name?
Is it? They'll knock. I forgot. They said his name. It's like it. So sounds like Chewbacca, but it's different. I forgot what it.
I think I thought it was Buryaga.
No. So Buryaga is in the books, but this is a different Wookiee. Oh, yes,
man. See, this I'm is
trying
where,
to say. Oh, Wookiee, is it the same dude?
Whoa! Hey, listen. Again, this is how uninformed I am about this.
It's all good. I couldn't even. I only know surface level stuff about the High Republic, but I've been kind of trying to keep up with this stuff because I was like, well, okay, I need to know at least this much, right? I just happened to look up and
it's Jedi Master Kelnaka.
There you go. Yeah, it's
that's
so,
his name. Oh yeah. My God, what the fuck am I? Oh man, I'm in my own sort of headspace here. I'm okay, sorry. Man.
You know what? You'd have been better off just not reading any of the books, dude.
You know, honestly, you know what? Maybe Christopher was right.
I'm a throne guy now.
You know, maybe he was onto something. Maybe he's
I'm a Monty Crow guy now.
Yeah, you know, I got to stick to the basics. Basics, yeah. Bakura. Basics.
There is one character from the High Republic in this, and it's Ernesto Rowe. Yes. If I remember correctly. Yeah. So
green
that's
skin.
The one character we have a confirmation on that is in this for sure. Because I think they're trying not to flood it too much with characters from it, from what I understand, yet, right? Who knows where it's going to go from here.
Yeah, they probably but for just now, want to that's, trial that's balloon good. It to see how people like it.
That's the one character I know we're getting for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm reading. I started reading. I haven't finished it. A book where she's in it, but she's like a child. But she's like a Jedi prodigy. Like, she's the youngest to be comma Jedi Knight.
Okay.
Like, I think. And so she's super smart, super, you know, pure.
Nice.
But yeah, I watched this and I'm like, well, is it the Sith? Like, are we going to encounter the Sith in this? There's a red lightsaber.
Yeah, you know, that's usually a good indication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was Count Dooku a Sith? Technically?
That's a whole different story now, isn't it?
Was Asajj Ventress? Yeah.
My God, you're right.
But Asajj was Dooku's. And they had red lightsabers. So I don't know. Because there's the Palpatine was the Sith master, and then whoever he declared was his apprentice, I guess, would also be Sith. So that'd be like Darth Maul, and then.
I mean, they're following the rule of two. So Dooku got replaced by Anakin.
Yeah, I don't think
his own apprentice to overthrow Palpatine.
From what I remember, I don't think Palpatine ever let or told Dooku he was his apprentice or anything. Yeah. Like, he was leading him on by a character.
Maybe. Indeed. Possible. Possible. Very possible.
And in the book, Revenge of the Sith, like, he was like, okay, now you're going to get captured. They're going to take you prisoner. But then, like, you know, obviously that didn't happen. He's like, kill him. He's like, wait, what? Change your plans.
Dude, Uncle Sheep was playing everybody.
Hell yeah,
like,
he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, the Sith have been extinct for a millennia, according to Kia D. Dickhead. So, I don't. And what about the Wookiees on Kashyyyk? No.
What about the Wookiees?
So now it makes you wonder. Like, did some of the Jedi suppress this? Whatever is happening in the Acolyte, if it's Sith related, do you think they suppressed it within the Jedi?
Mm-hmm.
Kept it out of the archives,
maybe, and that's what leads to that corruption of the Jedi, that
hubris
and the Sith. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Hubris,
the Jedi thinking that they're all well knowing and they can keep this secret and safe from everybody else. Oh my God,
their enemy is themselves.
Of course, yeah.
As the showrunner has said, So that was obviously what everybody's thinking. Like, oh, but they've been. They said it had been extinct. It's like, well, governments hide shit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Religions hide shit.
You gotta have an open mind about what we're gonna see. Don't be like, oh my God, they're ruining it by saying it's like, dude, you haven't even watched it yet. Just watch it and then say, okay, that wasn't for me. I don't like the way they did this. But it's like,
right.
You haven't seen anything yet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna get lots of Jedi in this. We're gonna get lots of lightsaber colors. Haven't seen brown yet.
Yep.
Turbo.
Ignite the brown.
Oh God. Sounds like you're going number two. Yeah.
So
I have after you Mexican in New York City, let me tell you.
Well, yes, exactly.
So you guys pretty excited? I'm excited. Obviously.
Yeah, dude, it looks fun, dude.
I mean, the fight scenes alone with Carrie Moss, she's just doing that like Matrix style, like jujitsu fucking shit with the assassin, the icy fire, former youngling, like potential. Like that is, I'm here for this.
Yep. Agree. Looking forward to it. Big time. Hopefully there's like another cool trailer we get or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we will right before, because they want to tease people, but then we're going to get like, here's the official trailer and the official poster right before, like maybe we're like a week and a half or two before it comes out, right? Something like that.
Yep.
They got it.
Yep.
The hype machine has started. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring it there and let's bring it home.
I heard they have a non-Star Wars fan in the writing room for that.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good. It worked for Andor. You know, I mean,
perspective.
Yeah. It's nice to have somebody outside of it look at it and be like, oh, okay, you know, let's do this. Because, look, as much as I love people who love Star Wars being into it, sometimes being too close to it all, you don't get the perspective that you would get from somebody who's on the outside and looks in and be like, hey, look, we should try this, right? Whatever.
Yep.
Agree.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait to see what they do with this.
Yep.
Big time. Well, why don't we transition on over to the other newish thing that's around, Bad Batch.
Ed, yeah.
You want to hit the pedal?
Yeah. So we'll talk the latest episodes. So a little...
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And we shall have spoilers.
Yeah, so we'll be talking some spoilery stuff. If you have not seen the last three, we're talking the last three episodes of Bad Batch-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real quick, though. We gotta hit this one.
Clones. Helmet. Clones.
I had to. I apologize.
It's so bad. I'm sorry.
It's so good.
I was like, oh man, they're not going to play it. Well, thank you, Jimmy.
I was going to play it, but thank you, Jimmy.
Fuck, sorry. Every time
I hear it, though, this goes on inside me. Anyway.
I die a little inside.
Okay. So last three episodes, we got Identity Crisis, Point of No Return, and Juggernaut.
That was the two-parter was right before this, correct? Am I remembering the last couple weeks correctly?
I think so.
Right. Was it the two-parter and then this?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because it's
last yeah, so it's three episodes, blur, but so. 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay.
So some of this is a while ago, so I'm looking at my notes here, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? But there's a trooper and a vat. Am I right? Remember it? Oh, man.
You guys, an identity crisis?
You're not,
or?
Yeah. Yeah. What, did we figure out what that was?
Don't know who the trooper is. I mean, maybe it was I thought maybe at first it was like, are these like early form
dark
tests trooper? Of the dark trooper? Yeah. That maybe Moff Gideon like continued on later on. I was like, oh, that'd be really cool. But I was more interested in seeing Emery's. It's Dr. Emery.
Dr. Carr.
Dr. Carr. Well, Emery, Omega's clone sister.
Yes.
Seeing her reaction, you're like, oh man, this shit's like really dark in here.
Yeah. They call the children that they have there in the vault specimens. The wording they use, the vault specimens, you know. Few, and then they mention there's few adults left with the high M count, and it's like, it's because they were Jedi and they're all dead.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's sad. They're doing tests. It just reminds me of the whole like Nazi thing when they were
doing absolutely.
Tests. Yeah. But so we find out that Omega's blood can be used to recreate midichlorian count levels, which is huge for those that want to cut corners and make an army.
Exactly.
Or Snoke.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh. You think?
Or the Emperor.
Exactly. Yeah. You can go anywhere with that. So
that's true. Yeah. True. And Project Necromancer, do we have a definitive know what that is? Is that bringing back Palpatine if he ever dies? Because he hasn't died yet. So
yeah, I don't think that was literally defined, but what if now hear me out on this. What if Omega is like Rey is like a descendant of Omega because Rey has this high M count that Palpatine needs to like reformulate himself, reconstitute himself, and that's what Necromancer is. Omega was the star, maybe Rey has that carrier like gene for the high M count thing.
I was thinking like maybe Omega's Rey's mom. Like, I was thinking that. Like, it was a Palpatine daughter, clone daughter, something.
It's good. I wonder how they're all going to tie it together, right? Because that's the thing. It's like, we obviously, there's probably some shocks you know, had with like the involving the characters, but like, how does this lead us into the future? Right.
Yeah.
So I want to see that all tied together in these next, well, the last three episodes we have coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
And I think, like you said, Emery or Dr. Carr or whatever, she's going to play a huge role, I think, coming up. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Yep. She's going to suddenly become empathetic, you know, because the kids that are being held prisoner there, and she gave Omega's doll to Eva before in that.
That was, oh, that was so sweet. Yeah,
nice. Yeah. Scorch was in it. Remember Commander Scorch from the video
Republic
game?
Republic Commando.
Yeah. They said that I instantly, like, my brain was like, I know that name.
Oh, see, that remind, I had to go back and like, not reread, but like read Wikipedia, some of that stuff. It's like, oh, where is this? Where's this thing again?
I have to do that from time to time too. It's a lot to remember, dude. It's
dude, like, there's so much now, you know?
Yeah.
We're getting deeper and deeper into the story.
And we're only getting older and older, and my brain is just getting more fried by my children every day that I'm living. You know, and it's like I only get my knowledge base is just like all pockets now. I'm just a wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
What's that one meme? He goes, and he goes, yeah, no, he was in Republic Commander. Okay, Grandpa, we believe you. You're like, we're like, yeah.
I totally knew Jude Law.
Yeah, whatever, that Grandpa. That's awesome.
Well,
our boy
Ian McGregor. He's on Snatch. It's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Him and Brad Pitt.
Cad Bane, my boy, big bad Cad Bane.
Oh yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Showed his parents and his funny droid. Love his droid.
Abducting.
I love his droid
kid.
Too. What's this droid's name again? I always forget the name of the droid.
I'll Google it.
Google it.
No, it's not. I was said
Toto.
Odo. It's not Odo. There's Toto. That's it. I keep wanting to say Toto, like, you know, Dorothy's dog.
Right.
But it's T-O-D-O. So yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I would love to get like a cool Cad Bane figure with the Toto. You know.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't match any other mold, so Hasbro might not do that.
There's that. They can't repaint it the same old damn thing over and over again. Here's Darth Vader in Christmas gear.
Oh, God, that's going to happen.
With a candy cane lightsaber.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. Some of those Christmas figures have been awesome. I'm not going to say that they haven't been.
There might be someone listening that's like, I want them. Governor Tarkin is not Moff Tarkin yet. I wrote that down. I like that he's involved and kind of like pissy about the funds being spent on whatever they're doing.
Right.
He wants all the Death Star money for the Death Star. Screwing Thrawn and what's the guy's name? The antagonist in Bad Batch. What's his name?
Rampart?
No.
Hemlock?
Hemlock, yeah.
Hemlock.
I had a
sorry, yeah. I'm like, wait, what? I never know.
Yeah, he's screwing Thrawn and Hemlock. He's trying to screw Thrawn and Hemlock out of money to fund his Death Star project.
Yeah. Big time. Or his TIE Defender project.
That's right. Thrawn's. Yeah. Anything on that episode or... I can keep going, and then we can just talk in general. Point of
keep
no return.
Going. I'll interrupt you with my incorrect factual information as we go.
And then Brad Pitt shows up. No. Point of no return. Empire finally finds Omega on that planet that I forget the name of.
Google it.
And there's a Venerator... whatever, Star Destroyer that shows up. So they're not fully transitioned to Imstar Deuces yet or whatever, Imstar.
I haven't even seen one.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen one at all.
Oh, really? Not yet? Okay.
I don't believe so.
Wrecker gets injured, knocked out from something that I feel like he's survived much worse from before and been conscious after. It was kind of odd. Like, they're like, we need something to knock him out for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
so
overpowered.
And you know that it takes a lot, so.
Yeah,
you know.
I was like, wait, that knocked him out? Come on. I don't know. I was I was like, I wrote in here, Wrecker has survived much worse and been conscious after. But anyway, I maybe had a weird hit on his head. That's why he's the assassin clone guy. The guy that's a massive dick.
The Shadow?
Yeah. Him shooting his own guy, pilot, of that gunship.
Yeah.
To bring
right?
it down. That's dark. That's dark.
I'm a throne guy now.
Christopher Hall was talking about how dark season at the beginning of season 3, I was like, oh man, I can't wait to hear what he says about this. It's going to give him nightmares. But I loved it. It was great. Good acting.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I have for notes on those two. And the final one, what happens? Juggernaut.
Yeah, so Juggernaut. Well, the biggest thing was like Omega gave herself up to save her friends and the planet and stuff. And
oh, yeah, turns herself in. Yeah.
Yeah, she turns herself in. She's been trying to get this link with Crosshair and the others to Crosshair get out of his head, but you know that he's clearly suffering from this PTSD from being on Tantus. You know, the handshaking, lack of focus, the agitation when talking about that place. And he releases a lot of that information in Juggernaut. But you see it he tries to shoot the tracking beacon on the shuttle of the storm, the shadow trooper, clone trooper shuttle on his way, and he misses, and it's just like, fuck, I fucked it up. And now he's like, oh, now we need to find a Vice Admiral Rampart because he probably knows where it is. It's like, why didn't you tell us this before? It's like, seriously. Plot device.
Exactly.
Oh, you know? We hate Rampart so much, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the guy who's writing the show told me not to do it yet.
Exactly.
I love the jailbreak scene. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name of the trooper transports, the prisoner transports they have. But you know, obviously, we saw them first in Empire Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Also, throughout the cartoons or animated series, but also Andor, because
I think it's our gal. It's called the Juggernaut. That's why it's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's right. It is the Juggernaut. My God, this is I'm losing my mind here.
We fucked him.
I'm all done. Kev, get me out of here.
We fucked him.
I'm done. I quit.
But yeah, it's obviously an homage to the Clone Wars, obviously. Rogue One.
Because Rouge One.
Jyn Erso is riding in one, I believe, in that. So.
Yep. Kev's favorite Rogue One actress.
Yeah, it's. We'll see where this goes. It's definitely leading to something, hopefully, eye-opening, and that's how it feels. I don't know. They find Tantus, and then what happens?
I know they can't really destroy it because I feel like you're going to need Tantus for. I guess they could destroy it, but
I feel like they're going to get really. They're going to do this dangle the carrot. They're going to get so close to finding out. It's like what they did in the Clone Wars cartoon, where they're like. They get so close to find out about the Order 66 chip in the head thing, but then they didn't. They got so close, but didn't end up finding out in time. I mean, some of them did, obviously, but not as a whole.
Yeah.
So this, I feel like this might be they'll get so close, we could just go into that door and see what they're doing with this Project Niagara Fenster, or we can just free all the clones here and leave.
Rick and Robin, we had the Juggernaut chase scene, right? Yeah, and so that reminded me, that was very Indiana Jones to me with the tank in Last Crusade. That's what that reminded me of, just that whole scene. It was really cool. I was like, oh, this is awesome. It was well done.
Yeah. He had the thing where he almost got crushed by the side of the wall, like Indy almost did, until he swung himself over.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
feel that exactly, that exact moment. Yes, that exact
moment. Classic, boarding a train kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Western. It's in Solo too, I think.
Yeah, Solo does scene. It was from Raiders when they did the truck scene. Oh yeah, we talked about that back 200,000 episodes ago.
Mando does it with the Jawa sandcrawler.
Yeah,
all that.
That was hilarious, though, man. I was laughing through that whole thing. That was so well done.
That was. You got to rewatch that. That's a good one to rewatch.
It is. It absolutely is. I was just funny because I remember it was like I got to work early that day and I was watching the Jawas get blasted and I was sitting there laughing my ass off. It was embarrassing because I was at work before it got started.
Yes. Oh, we're all just like, good, kill the Jawas.
Exactly. So. I
loved it. Loved it.
So untrustworthy. Can't trust them. Unless they're getting something in return. But even then.
Yep.
Reminds me of the Obi-Wan episode where he's like, the Jawa's like breaking his own shit to like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sell it back to him.
It's like the way he points it out to him, too. Like, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, any other thoughts going forward on this series, eh?
I'm excited to see the end of it. I've been very, very pumped about the story. Talked about before, the quality of the animation is just amazing. I love watching it on my TV. It's great. It's just a good watch. Excellent character development. I'm very excited about it.
You think Asajj is coming back?
Maybe.
Think that was just a one time?
Maybe just
tease.
A one and done. Maybe they just want to keep her separate, just to let people know that, like, yep, she's still out here in the MCU/SWU universe. You know what I mean? That we can now tap on her for something else now. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they pull her into Mandalorian. Who knows?
She might. I was thinking she might save the day.
I hope that when all is said and done, that it isn't left too open-ended other than what is ahead in the future, right? Because there needs to be a bridge. I think we've put enough time into the show where we should get a pretty good payoff when all is said and done. And we know we have an idea of where our characters may end up yet. And then, like, well, what happens to Omega, too? I mean, that's the big question here now. Yeah. What happens to Omega? You know?
Yeah.
So,
how's she going to get out of it this time?
Exactly.
Yep. She's Rey's mom.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Oh, on the back of a Purgle. God. That's how she'll get out this time.
On the back of a Purgle. Yeah.
No. Get out of here. Shoo.
Get those fucking whales out of here.
Oh my God.
Star whales named Purgle.
He says. What are you guys doing?
Because the only whales you want to hear about are George and Gracie, okay?
Gracie's pregnant.
Exactly. By the way, just because we brought up West Wing and we brought up Star Trek, somebody online said, and he goes, I want to see the Star Trek West Wing, right? And so I said, Amal, we're going to do the, you know how they did the walk and talk, right? And he goes, oh, we're going to do the walk and Spock.
That's good.
Oh,
you have to, man.
Yes. All right, is that it, boys?
I think overall we're happy with Bad Batch.
Yeah, I'm very
great
happy show. With Bad Batch. Yeah.
Great show.
I'm here for it. I'm waiting till the end. I'm excited. We'll see where it kind of. We got to leave our clones somewhere on that dusty, dirty, sandy planet. So.
Yeah. I want to see them get some happy, man. They've been through a lot. You know?
Yeah. Well, it depends what happens with Omega, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. We shall see what happens. Well, Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
It was so nice to chat with you again. Great to catch up.
Awesome.
Always a good time.
Yeah, always a good time, man. Looking forward to the next time I can make it out to the West Coast and we can say hi in person.
Yes, sir.
It's been years in Chicago. And actually, the anniversary of Chicago was just a couple days ago.
Right? It's a trip. It's crazy. I can't believe that.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, but it's a good thing we got photographs so we can always take a look back and relive those good old memories. So thank you for joining us, man. This is episode 247 of the Scruffy Looking Podcasters. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X. Thank you all for listening to this highly professional podcast, and we'll see you all next time.
See you, Steve.
Bye.
This party's over.